Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Red Sox front office report with Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The Roman Anthony news yesterday was like a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, we have seen what Roman adds to our team in a really short amount of time. He's emerged as one of the best players in this league. But I think time and time again, the team has proven to be resilient in overcoming adversity. And this is going to be another challenge that we're going to have to figure out how to overcome.
You never know with injuries, obviously, but do you lean more toward the 4 weeks or the 6 weeks?
I think it makes sense to be optimistic. Certainly, Roman and our medical staff are committed to doing everything that they can to get him back on the field. So, you know, we're gonna hold out hope that he's gonna be able to get back on the field and help us.
Craig, when it comes to an oblique, it's not something that you can just fix with surgery. So how hard is it to balance not rushing him back, but getting him back in a certain amount of time to help you guys while also not bringing him back too early where an oblique can get re-aggravated so quickly?
Yeah, that's the balance that we've got to figure out. You know, we're all aware of what the timeline is in terms of the regular season and, you know, our ambitions for playing deep into the postseason. So we'll do everything we can to get him back out, but we have to do that responsibly, you know, and make sure that we're not putting himself or the team in a worse position by trying to move this along too quickly.
Are there any analytics on recovery time that we could use over there?
Unfortunately, there are a lot of examples of oblique injuries. So, you know, this isn't new to the sport, or I guess any rotational sport. But yeah, I think we're going to take this one on a case by case basis, and we're going to throw everything we can at it.
All right.
Speaking of analytics, what do your analytics tell you about Crochet with 4 or 5 days in between starts?
Yeah, you know, his performance has been a little bit better with the extra rest, but you balance that with some of the feedback you get from Garrett and talking about how, the 4-day routine allows him to feel sharp. But we're mindful of the overall season workload and where he is relative to the number of innings he's thrown in years past. I think the way the schedule is set up is such that he's going to get an extra day, the next couple turns through, and we'll try to balance these games being really, really meaningful with knowing how important he is to what we're trying to accomplish down the stretch and then potentially into the postseason. But most importantly, we've got to get there. So, we'll continue to talk to him and monitor the workload.
And Craig, I know getting there is the biggest thing, and you've talked about winning the division. Obviously, that's a goal of the organization. However, isn't it more important to get to the playoffs with a rested Crochet as opposed to winning the division but having Crochet not at his best?
I think it's a fair question. I'm not sure it's kind of as binary as that, right? Because having Crochet contribute over the next few weeks is going to be a really important piece of helping us get into the postseason. We've got other guys in the rotation as we've seen that are stepping up, and we'll get, our second look at Peyton Tolley here tomorrow night. And so I think we're going to have some flexibility, and, Alex and I are talking through this with the pitching group, with the rest of the office, and just making sure that we are flexible, giving ourselves as many options as possible to both win the games that we're playing each day and then also think a little bit more about the big picture. But I will go back to none of this matters if we don't get into the postseason.
Craig, you talk about your rotation. Your top three guys look very good. Big Stash, I have high expectations for him.
Whoa. Which nickname do you prefer so far when it comes to Peyton Tolley?
This is the first time I've heard Big Stash, but I really like that.
Okay,
we'll see if we can get some momentum with that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's your expectations for him? Because I think if he...
I prefer Magnum P.I.G. I also like Notorious P.I.G.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead. Yes.
But the expectation for him, I think if he can solidify that fourth starter, I think you guys can really do some damage in the postseason. What are your expectations for him moving forward?
Yeah, I think we've got to be reasonable with what the expectations are that we set for him, just given that this is his first professional season. But man, it was really easy to get excited about what we saw at Fenway last week when he was going pitch to pitch with Skeens. We've talked about there are some things that he can do that not too many people can, just in terms of that elite extension, and so the fastball plays way up. At 98, we saw it just be completely unhittable, but even at 94, 95, it's a really, really good pitch. So, I think each time out, he's going to get a little bit more comfortable. We've managed his innings throughout the season so that if we got to this point, he's able to go out there and compete and pitch into games. So I don't want to set any limitations to what we think he's capable of doing, and we'll figure out how to use him, and as the best weapon we can over the next few weeks.
A few weeks ago, we asked you about any discussions with Aroldis Chapman, and you had said not much was going on there. And then we got the news about the new deal. What was the turnaround there?
Yeah, so that came together really quickly. And in order for that to happen, I think there are a few things that need to align, because most importantly, we don't want to go to a player or his agent and create a distraction, in late August, early September, as we're trying to compete for a playoff berth. But Aroldis was very outspoken about how much he's enjoyed his time here, which I think is a testament to the fans, to the organization, to AC and Bales and the pitching group, and to his teammates. And so when we were able to engage with his agent Adam Kass from Wasserman, things were able to move pretty quickly because both sides recognized a chance to get to a deal.
Craig, Alex Bregman dealt with injury this season, but where do you, your assessment of him right now, where we stand going into September, then hopefully into October, where is he for this team so far?
Yeah, so physically, he he improves every time he's out on the field. We saw it the other night when he had a beat out an infield single down the first baseline, right? He was setting a speed record, I think, relative to the pace at which he was getting down the line earlier. So I think he's just getting a little bit more comfortable strength coming back, and he's trusting the quad a little bit more now than he had. And I think he knows exactly what it means to be playing games that matter in September. There isn't a guy with more of a championship pedigree that you could want on your team. So we're very confident that he's going to be able to contribute on the field, and then off the field, he's just been so valuable. I've talked about that, every time his name comes up, even when he wasn't on the field or maybe going through a little bit of a slump right now, it hasn't changed the way that he's helped others prepare, and try to be just an incredible resource and teammate to the rest of the guys.
Craig, we've seen a lot of younger guys this year come up and really be guys that have contributed to this big league team, and they've come up relatively quickly. Is this something that, is going to be the new thing maybe in baseball moving forward, where, these guys might not have to spend as much time in the minor leagues, especially if they're productive down there?
Yeah, I think that's a trend that will continue for a few reasons. One, I think players as amateurs, whether that's high school, college, they're used to more of a pro environment in terms of resources and, the things that matter and the things that are getting measured. And then I think the other side of that, so I think, players are probably a little bit more advanced or kind of mature relative to the game. And then I think the other thing is what all this information does is it allows people in front offices to maybe better project or translate how a performance in the minor leagues might look in the big leagues without having to see a player perform at every level, right? So we look at, a batted ball and against certain type of competition, and we look at the swing, and we look at, pitch movement and command and locations, and say, despite the fact that this guy has never pitched in the big leagues, we can compare this to the types of pitches that have been successful in the big leagues and feel like that's a favorable comparison.
Is there another position perhaps that Jordan Hicks could play?
I think we all see the stuff, right? And it's been a really tough go for him here, but he's committed to doing all of the work necessary to get back on track. And, our pitching group is invested in him because we've seen him be a dominant reliever. And we've just got to get to that consistent execution that will enable him to do so.
Rough week for Jordans. So, Craig, I know we watched Moneyball, and we all see the Billy Beane approach that playoffs are a crapshoot when it comes to analytics. Do you believe that as well, that in a short series the numbers can be totally skewed and that it doesn't represent the true talent of the team?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable, because every analyst, everyone who will point to data will also talk about the sample size, right? And you need to get enough information for that to be representative of the bigger trend. And in a short series in a small amount of time, anything goes. And we've seen dominant starting pitching, can carry a team through the playoffs, a dominant bullpen, because bullpen, relievers throw a disproportionate number of innings in the postseason. So, I do think that, teams that make it deep into the postseason are often teams that kind of play well at the right time. And so that's why we're committed to doing everything we can to get to the postseason. And then at that point, let this team that has been so resilient and has risen to the challenge have the chance to do it again.
Craig Breslow, September baseball, very exciting around these parts this year. And we thank you for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Okay. Back on track. His ERA is 8.
Yeah.
But maybe
I was going to ask.
Maybe him, back on track. Maybe. Craig's, I like the optimism. Guy. I love the optimism.
Yeah. I was going to ask him, what is it? Because he does throw gas. Like he throws.
You've seen his stuff.
Yeah, he can. He throws gas.
So filthy.
What is it that he just can't get it for whatever reason? I'd like to know. And does he tap into Chapman? Like Chapman, had some issues with, the strike zone. And earlier in his career, does he tap into that? Like, what is it with Hicks? He throws 100 plus.
Yeah. Also, 774 texter says you want to give Tolley the Cam Newton deal after one start.
No. I You need we know what your top three starters look like, right? So, and we all talk about, oh, they could have got Joe Ryan. So if you got Big Stash who comes in there and goes, you know, duels it out with Paul Skeens, what's your expectations for that? If the kid has stuff and he can be your fourth starter, right, isn't he the expectations, like, we can really utilize this kid the remainder of the season and in the postseason?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Well, we're still to play your best Hill Notes. That's coming up on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their last one against the Guardians. 8-1 was the final, with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. One of five pitchers the Sox used. He exited the game after recording two outs in the first inning. He gave up a run on one hit and walked one. Now, when it comes to Roman Anthony, he has a strained left oblique. He's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. But Craig Breslow seems optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, talking about his youth.
Yep, the training staff.
I mean, yeah.
So, I think he's going to be back. I think he'll be back for the postseason. Okay. I'd say 3 weeks, he'll be good to go. He's younger. Maybe you knock 4 weeks, you knock off a week, you get in there, get some roofing done, get somebody to work into that oblique.
You should go to that massage place that you love.
Which one?
Don't you go to a stretch place?
Oh, yeah, you can go to my guy, Stretch Boston, get right in there.
Where's the ding chime? Oh, thank you.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You get right, because that's what you're going to need.
Right.
The guy's off tonight before heading to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks for a 3-game series tomorrow. Wednesday's injury report came out as the Pats get ready for week one against the Raiders on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Three players appear on the report: Efton Chisholm, Charles Woods, and Christian Gonzalez. They practice today at 1:30. And the NFL season officially gets underway tonight as the Cowboys are in Philly to take on the Eagles. 8:20 kickoff for that. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Now at Shaw's and Star Market, save on soda. Buy two, get two free on 12-pack cases of Coca-Cola and Sprite. That's 12-ounce cans. Buy two, get two free. Lowest priced item is free. Short on time, order, pickup, or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Week one of the NFL season is finally here, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, and our friends at Miller Lite want to celebrate that right now.
It's time for legendary moments.
Get the duck boats ready!
Hosted by our legend.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
And presented by Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. Because legendary stories start with a light. Celebrating 50 years of Miller time with our five decades old OG, Greg Hill, on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Okay, I could have done without the our 50-year-old OG. I mean, I don't think I look like I am five decades in the life.
It's also inaccurate. Like. It's 60.
Fine. But
well, it's impressive though.
It's not 60.
Well, it's closer to 60. Than 60 Eve.
You're like Belichick.
I guess I am 60 forward. I will be 59 in a couple months.
Yeah.
So, God willing.
Let's not push it. Why rush it? Mm. So, in honor of the Raiders being the week one opponent of the New England Patriots, the legendary moment that we would like to discuss this morning with legendary stories from Miller Lite, because legendary stories start with a light, and here's the 50 years of Miller Lite. Wiggy Tuck Rule, you were there.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if, from a perspective of somebody who was on the field playing in the game, if you knew what was going on at that moment.
At that moment, no. We all thought it was a fumble. Had no clue. I had just, if you really go back and look at it, I was a half second late from jumping on the fumble. Greg Beaker beat me to it. We all thought, man, that's it. It's a wrap, because we had no idea it was about the Tuck Rule, which is interesting because earlier in that same year, it happened in the Jets game, but we were so unaware of it.
Yeah, and Testaverde had the exact same thing.
We had no clue about it, and we thought, just like in the Jets game, as you kind of like go back and think about it, we thought it was a fumble. Jets thought it was a fumble. We were all walking off the field, and so it's interesting to kind of think about at that time and that point. Like, we were like, man, and to see you lose off of like losing that game potentially off of just that moment, ugh. But luckily, they got the call right.
Yeah. I don't know. Where did you watch that, Greg?
Well, Curtis, I was at the game, and my feet were getting cold. So I was, unfortunately, on my way home.
What?
After, yes, I had. Curtis, it was frostbite.
It was not that cold.
Well,
I was there.
It was very cold in the old stadium.
It wasn't.
Your feet are on. You're on
the metal benches.
The metal. It was
going to be freezing, but the snow was so peaceful.
It was very, very cold.
I can't believe you left the snowball game.
Curtis, a lot of people left though.
No, I wanted to leave. My dad yelled at me because they after the play, I just didn't say anything. I just started walking out of the stadium, and my dad's like, "Come up."
Yeah.
At section 220 in the old stadium, and when they ruled it to be an incomplete pass, what people forget, and obviously Wiggy doesn't, is the amount of things that still needed to go right for the Patriots to turn that play into the historic play it became. The Raiders gagged on fourth down a couple times. They allowed several fourth downs for the Patriots, and Vinatieri's kick is the greatest single kick in the history of sports.
And we had some big third and fourth down conversions in that game.
To Jermaine Wiggins.
Yeah, that is true. But that was the biggest thing. Like, in the moment, you realize you have no clue. And I always say to Brady, you should have been looking my way, because that's where Charles Woodson came from. Charles Woodson came from my side of the field, where Brady was looking to the other side, where, you know, Brady, one of the smartest quarterbacks ever, just missed that one. And if he would have stayed on my side, we would have never had the Tuck rule. But then again, and I guess it added to the story and the history.
And, the best part of that, Greg, was that nobody could leave. So everybody, it was like the most festive atmosphere. I don't remember where we parked.
Yeah.
But the parking lots were just, everything got 6 inches of snow. Nobody predicted it. Ryder was wrong.
Right.
He said it was going to rain. I mean, it was, we got 8 inches of snow over the course of that game. And everybody gets to their car and nobody's pissed.
And a lot They're of eating. People left, though, and got locked out.
I mean, let me tell you something. It sounded really good on the radio with the heater blowing on the way home. I'm not going to lie.
There is no better feeling than getting into a warm car after you felt cold on your toes.
That's where the unfortunate legend of me leaving games early began, and I've never lived it down. So
yeah, that was a crazy one.
But
at least you weren't like some people who, when they left, they saw it and then tried to get back in, and they were like, no,
we're not going to let you back in.
Yeah, they couldn't get back in.
All right. Well, legendary stories start with a light, and here is to 50 years of Miller Lite, and here's to Wiggy, and the Snowball, and that began the dynasty.
That did.
But how cool is that?
That began Brady.
You grew up in East Boston, a diehard fan.
Yeah.
The last game ever played at that god-awful stadium.
Uh-huh.
And you're on the field catching pass after pass in a blizzard from a guy that turns into the greatest player in the history of the sport, beginning the greatest dynasty in the history of American sports.
And some of my greatest moments of football were playing as a kid in the snow tackle when it used to snow like that. And we used to go outside and just play in the streets or the schoolyards and play tackle football, you know. And that was like, it was like living that moment back where like we were just kids out there. And like, you're right, I don't know how much snow it was. You couldn't run. You couldn't see lines, so it was cool.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
We are back, baby. Football is back. The world is healing. We are so back, baby.
What do you like tonight, Sean?
Eagles, go Birds.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
I see some money being put on the Cowboys.
Hmm. Good for them. Like they can't stop on, they won't be able to stop a nosebleed.
Chip on their shoulder minus Micah Parsons.
That could be one of those like, hey, let's everybody think we're just Micah Parsons and they have one of those games. It's like when a coach gets fired, the next week the interim guy usually wins. So maybe that's why people are betting on Dallas.
I think Dallas is just this year's Cincinnati. They are going to have no defense, but they may score 30 points a game this season, but there's just no defense, so I don't know how many games they're actually going to win.
If you want to lock it, I said I was out of the lock game, but I'm back in. North Carolina minus 13.5 against Charlotte seems like a typo. They are going to blow doors this weekend against Charlotte.
Oh, I even saw 12.5, Curtis. You can get an even better number.
Wow. So that is, to me, that's a... Is there any chance that North Carolina doesn't blow doors Saturday night?
On the road in Charlotte, no. I'm going right down the street.
What's the status with Gio Lopez, though?
I think they're gonna. I think even if he's healthy, I think they would still go with Max Johnson.
I think North Carolina wins by 2 touchdowns without a problem.
Yeah, I would definitely take that one.
I think I saw Bill brought another 70 quarterbacks in yesterday. Give him a run through.
Hey, Curtis, for a statue, how about Airplane Bill? And we put him in the shadow of Brady.
Well, somebody brought that up. It could be interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just be, the statue could be Bill lying on his back with his feet up.
Right.
And you can take a photo in the airplane position,
right.
If I could call it a position. I don't know if that's a position.
Definitely a position. Yeah. Wow, that would be special.
That would be pretty
cool. That would be, yeah.
I think Bill wouldn't show up for that statue reveal.
You don't think so?
No, I think he would probably pass on that one.
Shine saying that anything stinks, let alone Metallica, is absolutely insane. There's only one thing that stinks in that building, and we all know what it is, because he's Chris Shyman. We all know he stinks on the Greg Hill Show.
Guy really has an issue with you, Shyam.
That's fine.
It's Metallica, man. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Well, this guy has been saying Shyam stinks for a long time, so you know, it's nothing.
He made a shirt in Maine, actually.
That's true.
Yes, he did make a shirt.
Yeah, Wiggy for President was on the front, and Shyam stinks on the back.
Cool.
I watched the Unknown Number documentary last night, and I will say I was absolutely appalled at the results of finding out who that was.
It is disturbing in every way.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we can fully discuss it once everybody's seen it.
Is that like tomorrow we can do that?
I don't know about tomorrow. Maybe we'll wait till next
week.
I like to give people the weekend to consume content. So,
all right.
But if you haven't watched it yet, you should. And the ending of it is just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Shout out to body cam footage.
Yeah. Best. Curtis, was that you? Who was telling me? Oh, might have been you, Shyam. Who was saying to me it was weird that they never interviewed any teachers? Was that somebody on the show or somebody I was talking to last night?
Oh, boy. 60 was not is me. Here.
Okay.
No, not me.
But that is weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, they only interviewed the principal, right?
Yeah.
He was a hardo, though. He might have said to, like, all the teachers, no, you can't.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
That poor suit he was wearing.
Yeah. Oh, it was Twitch Mitch just texting me. Oh. He thought that was weird.
Yeah, best thing all week. This morning, talking about making changes to menu items, Greg saying that it's a douche move. Is this not the same man that orders a steak and cheese with extra butter, extra mayonnaise, extra bacon, extra duck fat, extra truffle oil? Get out of here, Greg.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a douche move. That was Curtis's lead this morning. He was asking how many times you should make a change. I generally go with what if you're ordering an entree and the chef has put the time into designing it, curating it, whatever you want to call it, I let the chef serve it the way he wants to serve it. Hmm. But I don't mind, you know, a change here or there. I think you said one. What was the number you ended up with?
1.5.
1.5 changes.
If you go over that, you're a douche. If you're under, you're fine.
Greg's a big off-menu guy, so.
Yeah, that's different, though, Curtis said.
That's completely different. That's a whole other category, Shyam.
Right.
Nice whole other category of douche?
Yes.
Or just, no, oh, okay, gotcha.
That's not a douche move.
Curtis just said it was.
No. it's really not. I mean, if you go to a place and they don't have something, you say, hey, would the chef mind making this? And the guy's okay with it or the woman's okay with it? Fine. Oftentimes the chef likes to display their culinary talents in different ways. They're
but isn't the chef the one in charge of the menu generally?
Well, yeah, but they might like a challenge. Like, you know.
A challenge?
Yeah. Is this like Spitfire on Food Network?
Yeah, when I'm playing Chopped here.
I mean, I really don't order.
Make something with these sour gummy worms.
Where did the off-the-menu thing come from? I think one time I ordered off the menu. Oh, was it at Davio's or something?
Yeah.
Davio's kind of has some secret menu
items. They do. Yeah, they like that there, though.
Yeah.
Like, they have no problem with it. If you say, hey, you mind making me a chicken parm? They love it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Chef throws the little hat on and grabs his spoons and clicks them together and
boom,
ready to roll.
As a lifelong Bills fan, I always look for how the Bills are going to break my heart at the end of the year. You had, over the past few years, the 13-second game, the kick go wide right, a questionable fourth down stop, and now I know how this year is going to end. Shyam betting on the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. Thanks a lot, Shyam. On to next year.
Do you have an issue with Josh Allen answering the question about whether or not he has manifested the parade, whether he's envisioned the parade and all of that? Or
I ain't got no issues.
That's
with
not
that.
A jinx. That's
that's like,
yeah,
I think
that chime. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have the Super Bowl speech?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It's not written down, but it's up there. I can see the parade. I can feel it. I can, you know, 5 degrees brisk rolling down, hearing the bus roll over all the salt and the ice.
Yeah.
Thousands upon thousands of fans filling up downtown Buffalo. I can see where we're going up on the steps at City Hall. Like, I see it all. So you gotta make it turn it into a reality.
Yeah, manifest.
Yeah, I got
that.
No issues with
that's
that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I got no issues with that.
And I would just like to suggest, I haven't bet on Buffalo to win the Super Bowl yet, so maybe reverse jinx scenario, now they will win instead of losing in horrendous fashion.
Maybe.
Hey, you never know.
A lot of people picking Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is their year.
I like Baltimore. I mean, I think Buffalo and I think that'll...
I feel like I pick Baltimore every year. I just couldn't do it.
I feel like that might be your AFC championship game. Buffalo-Baltimore.
Curtis, do you have your Marconi speech written if we win this
year? I do.
Okay.
It's just two words. Thanks, Jackson.
Who's going down there for the ceremony? I think it should be somebody other than me. Well, I've already been.
Well, I mean, given what Ken said on the community access show, it should be for him. I mean, he'll be down there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I was driving around Maine a couple weeks ago and Saturday or Sunday morning, and I hear Ken Laird on the community access show saying, if we don't brag about ourselves, nobody will. And he thanked you about 100 times, didn't mention Courtney, Wiggy, myself.
Oh, really?
Shine.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're a part of the team.
He said, we get in the way
over here.
Thanks, yeah. Boss Man.
Yeah. It's all good.
I don't really do anything.
Yeah. So why don't we just send Ken? You can go to Sbarro.
What, send Ken down there? I think somebody has to from the show has to go in case we win.
Well,
I mean, we might not win. We're how many finalists are there? Four or five? Four. Okay.
Is NYC?
It's in it's in New York City.
Send Wiggs.
Yeah, Wiggy, you want to go? When How long would your speech be, though?
It wouldn't end.
Huh? I mean, it depends. They serve in liquor, though? I could have a great speech.
Wait, is it longer than the Brockton introductory press conference speech?
I mean, listen, I got to take the speech and I got to enjoy it.
That thing was longer than your tenure.
Well, but that baby was full of promise.
Yeah.
Like that speech, you were in the suit.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Oh, my Quazo. God.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh!
Don't worry about it.
The parents were just couldn't believe it.
It's for the kids, man.
They landed a former New England Patriots superstar as their head coach.
Yeah, it was for the kids, but you know,
looking up.
I wish I was still coaching. I was going to do some different things in year number two, but you know, unfortunately, you know,
politics
and the refs screwed you guys that year. They were bad.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Let me understand this correctly. Matchbox 20, Ender, Creed, and Nickelback are all great bands in Shime's opinion, but Metallica sucks? Yeah. This math ain't mathin'.
I never said Hinder was a great band. They have one fun song. Mm. I also don't feel the need to...
You like singing sing-along with Lips of an Angel?
Great jam. Yeah. It's a jam. But I also don't feel the need to defend my like of bands to other people. I don't really care. You can like what you like. I don't really give a crap. You don't like my music? That's fine. Enjoy yourself.
Listen, if you're not a white guy over the age of 50, Metallica just sounds like this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Metal, metal. Yeah, yeah. Doo, 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 doo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo, 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 woo.
All right.
That was good.
Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's an age thing.
I don't know, man. Metallica got, I mean, they sold a lot of records. It does sound like that, but they
So you guys going to talk about the elephant in the room, Roman Anthony. The guy's injury prone. It's going to be probably for the rest of his career.
Let's talk about that. What do you think?
Well, we did briefly discuss the potential that that will be an issue, but I mean, that's two back injuries in the short time that he has spent up here in the bigs.
That's concerning, though, especially baseball, because how important, like, the back is to swinging, you know, like, that is like, the quad for Bregman, all right, not as big of a deal, you know, maybe he's not the fastest guy, and all right, so he's not able to turn a double into a triple, but when you're talking about swinging and the back issue, that is definitely something that you got to keep your eye on.
Yeah. Got Courtney's parents' attention also.
Jeez. NFL season begins. The Red Sox need a playoff win. Wake me up when September ends.
Well, trying to be optimistic. They've done a lot. They've accomplished more than many of us thought perhaps they would. So,
right.
Yep. They've proven a lot of people wrong.
We will see. We will see what happens.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. All right. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call my guys and my gals at Coleman.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's electric!
Get that trash off my radio, Shine. We got to get to dead weight. We don't have time.
Oh, come on.
Stop
this
it.
Is amazing.
Stop it. Creed stinks.
Greg, you're a pathetic moron for not liking Creed.
Who is Dead Weight brought to us by?
Greg, Dead Weight this week is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. With Dead Weight belongs on the bench, not your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay. Anybody have any suggestions?
Yes, I need to get this off. This just happened. It's a quote. I don't have the audio yet. On Get Up This Morning, Dead Weight Dan Orlovsky, a guy who doesn't even know that the end zone is 10 yards deep, said, and I quote, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the modern day Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Whoa. A little soon on that, baby. Wow.
I thought that was Andy Reid and Mahomes.
Right.
No, what? Little what? Touch early. I mean,
you have to try that hard.
I thought that was Mahomes and Reid, but I guess not. I guess it's Hurts and Sirianni. Wow.
Oh, God. What an idiot.
Well, Orlowski. There you go. Makes my give Cam Newton $30 million a year. Makes that look like.
Oh, nothing.
Makes me look like a genius.
Right. Yeah. You're Vince Lombardi.
Right. What a moron.
What
right.
the hell?
What a moron.
It is a focus point.
Come on, Dan.
Shine, before we go, could we open up the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis one more time? Curtis, what do we got coming today?
We got deep fog in Bristol, Connecticut, but where we are, it's 71 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high of 81. Enjoy these days. They won't be around for a while, but going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day in Boston.
Okay, get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Jones and Keith are coming up next. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
Now the time has come for leaving.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.